There was a nervy atmosphere at City College Plymouth on Thursday morning as students collected envelopes containing their A-level results. We spoke to a few of them and asked them how they were feeling.
I was shaking, I was so scared. No, it's fine. Better than I was expecting, yeah. Apart from the D.
Scared, like the rest of my life is in this envelope.
Two A's and a C. I was hoping for a, you know, I was thinking A, B, B.
I'm going to UE to study law. So, I'm really excited.
Law, I got a C. Geography, I got a D, not too good. And the extended project, I got a B. Am I getting to uni? I got into my first place at uni. My first choice, and I'm really, really happy.
Preparing for exams had been a particular challenge for Emma Louise Stevens. She had to overcome illness and periods in hospital to pass all of her courses.
I honestly didn't think I would be able to keep up. I mean, it's hard enough having a disability, let alone something extra on top of that that makes it almost impossible for me to sit in a lecture or take an exam. I mean, if it weren't for the lecturers, they literally dragged me through the exam. So I'm glad they did, because I've done it now.
In total, 95% of pupils aged 16 to 18 at City College passed, down slightly on last year when 97% got grades between A star and E, although they did see an 11% rise in the number of students getting A to C grades. Sam Abbott is the college's vice principal. She says exams are getting tougher.
They've really tightened up and they've talked about dumbing down A-levels and reversing that. So that, again, just goes to show how well some of these students have done. When we get adults that come and do A-levels that perhaps did it when they were at school, they do tell us there's no way it's easier now.
Elsewhere, the pass rate at Marine Academy was 92%, while Plymouth College had a 98% pass rate. But it was an even better day for Lipson Community College and Ivybridge, where 100% of students got A star to E grades.